Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Beis, and we are in the discussion of the people that didn't get Olam Haba. As the Mishnah said back on Daf Tzadik, there were three kings and four Hedyotos that did not get Olam Haba. The three kings were Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. The four Hedyotos were Gehazi, Doeg, Achitofel, and Bilam, and we're in the discussion of the first set, Yeravam. First one on the list, actually. So the Gemara spoke about where the name Yeravam comes from, where the name Nevat comes from, and now we are continuing. We just mentioned the psukim that prove that Yeravam did not get Olam Haba. We are on the first wide line on Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei. Right, we just to mention, I wanted to mention one thought that I didn't get to mention yesterday, and that is the Gemara says that there were three groups of people that saw something and they didn't realize what they saw. One of them was Yeravam, one of them was Nevat, one of them was Achitofel, and the other was Atztagnine Paro. They studied him a Paro because they saw that Moshe will have his downfall by water, and they didn't know that it would be the Memeriva later on. They thought that it would be the waters in Mitzrayim. Why weren't they clear on how it would happen? Why weren't they clear about who it was? They knew it was going to be somebody, and that's what they had to throw all the babies in. So the Klei Yakar says in just a three-line Klei Yakar there in Parsha Shmos that Moshe was a Jew, but he was also brought up in Paro's palace. That's why it wasn't so clear whether he was a Jew or an Egyptian in the stars. Because in the stars, they weren't so medactic. That's why they had such confusion about who it was going to be. There is a ksos that I think I mentioned in a Parsha Shir, I think this year. And that's why they were goes around the Mitzrayim too, because they didn't exactly know who it was going to be. The ksos, again, this is in a Parsha Shir this year, the ksos notes that he thinks that the psukim, if you look in the psukim in Shmos, it alludes to a halacha. It alludes to a halacha. There's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, who we hold of, who says that by dina de malchus adina, by following the letter of the law, right, the law of the land is the law in halacha that only applies when there is a common law to all people. But if there is a biased law against the Jews, then you don't have to say dina debachus adina. Right? If the Jews have to pay more taxes than any other religion, then you don't say dina debachus adina in that case. That is what the Rabbeinu Tam says. So it says the ksos, that's the pshat. If you look in the psukim carefully, first Paro says vayikra melech mitzrayim lam yaldos vayomer lahen matua lo asisen. Right? Why did Paro call the Mialdos and says, why didn't you do what I said? Throw the babies into the river. Right? Dina debachus adina, Paro was saying. You have to listen to me. And I said, you have to do this. So what do they answer? Ki lo kanashim hamitzrios ha'ivrios. No, the law isn't equal. Therefore, we don't have to keep the law, because adina debachus adina. That's why in the very next pasuk, the pasuk says, Paro l'chol b'nei amo, right, to do it, right, because Chodeh made it equal, because he really wanted to make sure that it was done. So that's a different reason why he threw the Egyptians in. The first reason is the Klei Yakar, that it wasn't clear in the stars. Sheikh the Ksos says, no, it was Dafka, he wanted to get the Jew, but in order to get the Jewish baby, you got to get the Egyptian babies too, because you got to make everything equal. Okay, those are two ideas related to the Itztagninim of Paro. So first, wide line. Amar Rav Yochanan, Bipnei Ma Zocha Yeravam L'Malchus. Why was Yeravam Zocha to Malchus? Again, somebody had to be the Melech, right? This was a punishment. The Malchus based David was split, Yehuda and Yisrael. But why was he the one that was Zoche? Bibnei Shochiach Shlomo, because he gave Tochacha, he gave Moser to Shlomo HaMelech, and that was a good thing. Bibnei Ma'ane Anash, Bibnei Shochicho Berabim. The problem was that he gave Tochacha in public. He should have given Tochacha in private. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, V'zeh Adavar Sheherim Yad B'Melech. This is the item that he raised his hand against the king. So again, Herim Yad Bib Melech, what did he do? Shlomo Bana es Hamilo, Sagar es Paretz Ha'ir David Aviv. Shlomo built the Milo, and he closed the opening that David had made in the city. Amarlo, why did he do this? What did it mean he made the Milo? We'll see in a second. So Amarlo, David Avicha Paras Pirtzos Pachoma, Klishla Yali Sorol Regel. Your father, says Yeravam de Shlomo, he made more openings in the wall so it would be easier for people to be all the Regel. Vyatagadarto Sam, and you close them. Kade Lasos Angaria Labas Paro, in order to have an Angaria, some type of tax to Bas Paro? Right? So that was a good thing, but he did it in public. He gave Musar, but he did it in public. That was a problem. What does it mean, Kedi Lasos Angarya? Rashi quotes three pshatim. What does that mean, Kedi Lasos Angarya? Is it that he specifically collected a toll, and it went to his wife, Basparo, or he made a type of tower or a statue that everybody who would pass by would have to give her kavod, or a statue of Basparo, so they all have to give her kavod. Or number three is the Lishna Achrida that Shlomo HaMelech put a lock on the door of the Azara, and he kept the keys with him, and he used to sleep late, and in that way, he delayed all of Klal Yisrael going into the Beis HaMikdash, going into and doing the Avodah. So that's what it means. He made Angarya. He locked up the doors that when he was sleeping in bed with his wives, so that's he had the key with him. And that's what it means that he had Angarya to Bas Paro. Three Pshatim in Rashi. My Vizeh Asher Hirim Yad B'melech. And what is that phrase meant that he raised his hand against the king? Amar of Nachman Shechalat Tfilin B'fanav. He took off his tefillin in front of David. So what does that mean? The ghost fell in. So either per se, that is not a mechubad act. Rashi quotes from elsewhere that if I take off my tefillin, so my head might get uncovered. Right? So if I take it off, I have to raise up my whatever I have a head covering. So that's inappropriate for me to have Gili Rosh in front of my Rebbe, in front of the king. Chalas tefillin lefanav. Rashi also goes a second shot that maybe he meant he took off his tefillin because he was going to fight him. And that was a sign of brazenness in front of the king. This halacha actually is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Lamed Ches. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Lamed Ches Yud Aleph, Lo yachlos tefillin bifnei rabo. A person should not take off his tefillin in front of his Rebbe. Ela yifne litzad acher bepnei emaso. But he should take it off on a tzad acher because of his ema of the Rebbe. Yachlos shalom afanav. And take it at Shalom Afanav. That is what is expressed by the Shulchan Aruch. Other Achronim say that maybe this halacha doesn't apply today because we have yarmulkes. If we have a yarmulke on, so then, you know, maybe there's no issue. If the only issue is Gili Rosh in front of a rabbi, if we're careful not to take off, I got sometimes people take off their tefillin and they have to take off their yarmulke too. But if one could handle it, that the yarmulke stays on while taking the tefillin off, so then L'chor, it would not be a problem. Similar idea applies to Sefer Torah, by Kriyas HaTorah, when it's not, the Shulchan Aruch says earlier. Shulchan Aruch is not the Mishnah Berurah here, I think, parallels. Yeah, he says, you look back in Chaf Hei, in Simen Chaf Hei, Sif Katan Nun Ches. There too, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about, U'biyom sheish bo Sefer Torah, no'agim shal l'chal tamar sheyach ziru Sefer Torah, v'yanichu behecha. You shouldn't take off your tefillin while the Sefer Torah is out. Going to do it before or afterwards. We should take it off all the time because, again, that is not covered. Out or
uncovered?
Sorry?
Out of the
aron
or is it open?
Is it out of the aron or while it's open? The lashon is until they put the Sefer Torah back and put it back in the heichal. That's the that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch, Shlo Lachaltzam, until they put it back, Yechib HaHeichel. And if you put it earlier, says the Mishnah Berurah, Al Kapanim Yizar Shlo Yachlot HaShel Rosh Befnei Sefer Torah, Kedesh Sheyigala Rosh Befaneha, El Yisalik L'Stadim. You should go out, right, and do it that way, but it shouldn't be done. Taking off tefillin in front is a simen of a lack of covenant. Right, if it's Gili Rosh. Interesting, I saw a quote in one of the daf sheets, the discussion of why women don't wear yarmulkes. Right, all about Kisui Rosh, so why isn't there Kisui? There is Kisui Rosh Lanashim, but a different kind of Kisui Rosh, right? Only post-marriage. But why is it that there is no Kisui Rosh? Especially if you say it's all about, you know, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Yarmulke comes from the word Yare Malka, fear of the king. So why? What's women don't need that? And obviously, we know they're more spiritual inherently, and Asani Kirtzono, and they have a more connection. They don't need all the mitzvahs that the men need, all the different pshatim that are given to that. But why don't they need this? So this is a question that is asked because the Gemara talks about not saying a Darish of Akdusha with a Rosh Megula. So why should there be a difference between men and women? So the Tzitz Eliezer discusses this in Chelek Yud Beis Simin Yud Gimel Masha Nashim Pinuyos Holchos Begili Rosh. Lo machasin rosha b'shasa miris varim shebekdusha. He was asked by a gadol echad, why is this? Umachilik beit zechem l'nekevus. Why are they not makritz? He said, I saw in a tshuva from the Rabbanei Tunis that he screams about it. That he says all the women here in Jerba and Tunis and in Bavel, they're makrid. Whenever they say a bracha, whenever they daven, they're machasin roshan. He says, but I don't know why the rest of the world is not medaktik. But the Tzitz Eliezer obviously knows the Menach Olam is not to be Mendoctic, so why is that? So he says, if part of the issue of being mechasa roshenu is because against chukoseim lo selechu, that when the non-Jews go into their religious temples, they take off their head coverings. They take off. When they used to wear hats, they used to take off the hat when they used to come in. So we dafka wear the head covering in our religious elofachot, in our religious observance. So that whole source doesn't apply to women, because the women bedafka had head coverings. They didn't take off their head coverings when they walked into their temples. Ikar achumra shekibalnu bazel leidu bezcharim medina mikolach shasauhu kein ovdei avodazara chok lavodazara v'usauhu kein rak bezcharim v'lo benekevus sha'adarabe ispu kpeida b'neim shalo teilechna begili rosh lebeis avodazara. They dafka had the opposite kpeida. So that's one discussion, but again, there are other sources. This is one of them. Okay, that's Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Yud Beis. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Gasus Haruach Shahayibo B'Yeravam Tirdasu Min Ha'olam. The gaiva that Yeravam had brought him out of the world. Shneamar Vayomer, right? Kina Taiva Kavod. Those all might be related to gaiva. Vayomer Yeravam Belibo. Yeravam said in his heart, Atat Tashuv Amalach Alabeis David. The Yeravam thinks to himself, Ayve, the Malchus is going to go back to David. Im Yalaha Amazel Lasos Vachim Beis Hashem Yerushalayim. If the whole nation goes up to Yerushalayim to bring karbanos, it's going to go back to, you know, they're going to leave me. Vishav Leva Amazel El Adunayim El Rechavam El Yehuda. They're going to go back to Rechavam, son of Shlomo. Vaharaguni, and they're going to kill me, because they know I was more of a Malchus. I tried to set up another kingdom. Vishavu El Rechavam El Yehuda. Why? What was his svara? Amar, he said to himself, Gemiri, we know, De'ein yeshiva ba'azara, elo l'malchus beis David belvad, there's no sitting down in the Azara, except for Malchus beis David. Rashi quotes here, this is a halach l'moshe misinai. It's a big discussion in the Achronim. Is it, there are other Gemaras that seem to quote a source in a pasuk, right? So the Rambam said, the halach l'moshe misinai never has a source in a pasuk. It's one of the kashas. The Gemara doesn't say b'feirush here, but Gemiri, Rashi here translates as halach l'moshe misinai. So, says Yeravam, Kivan, he was a big tamachacham, as we'll see. Kivan the chazalele rechavam the yosef yanok haimna. Once they see rechavam being able to sit down, because he is from Malchus Beis Yehuda, and I'm standing, savri hamalka v'ha'avda. They'll say, hey, this guy's a king, and this guy's an eved. V'iyasivna mimanavshach. And if I sit down, mor b'malchus have. Then I'll be a mor b'malchus, because I'm not from Malchus B'davin v'kavonli, and they'll kill me. V'yazlo basrein, they'll follow him. It's amazing. He was so machped about this halacha, but he wasn't machped about starting a new base on Mikdash. But that's what he said. He said, they would kill me, and I can't sit down. So, miyad vayivaatz hamelech vayat. So what happened? He took advice. Vayashneg lezav. He made two egels. Vayomer aleihem rav lochem elos Yerushalayim. What do you need Jerusalem for? Just come up to me. Vihine elohecha Yisrael asher he'alucha meretz Yisrael. Obviously, a play on words from what happened by the Chet Egel. Vayasam otzo echad bebeisel, veso echad nasan bedon. How do you convince them? How do you convince them exactly to come to the to his Beis HaMikdash? If you could say that. So the Aruch Haner says, two points. We'll see one Aruch Haner now. We'll see it on Margalit Sayam in a couple of minutes. B'shrat Hashem. It says the Aruch Haner, Sarach Biur. Says, how did he convince them? How was he able to the Hamon Am? So he says, Venerali, Shekiva Shekol Magamas Yeravam Haya Levatel Yisrael Milalos Laregel Shlo Tashav Hamalucha Lerechavam. His whole purpose was to get rid of the Aliyah Laregel, and he was worried that Tzadikim would have listened to him. Lachain Hisnakel V'Yamar. So he thought of a great trick. He says, he told the Tzadikim Rav Lachem. Pirish, why? Because he really, if you look in the pasuk, he says, "Rav lachem, don't go up to Yerushalayim," and then he says, "Elo el hacha Yisrael." There's two phrases: "Don't go to Yerushalayim," and these are your gods. So to the tzaddikim, he said, "Rav lachem, pirish, what if to shlep to Yerushalayim? You live so far away, you're putter milalos laregel." As the Tosfos says, "Msachem dav gimel." If you live very far away, then you didn't have to go. And then to the Rishonim, he says, "Hinei elo hacha Yisrael." He used different strategies to the different people, even though it seems like two different strategies in the Gemara. That's how he explains the pasuk. My vayivatz, what does that mean? He took advice. Amar Yehuda, shehoshev rashi itzel tzadik. He set up a court, a council, and he put tzadikim and rishayim, tzadik rasha, all sitting next to each other. Amar lehu, and he says to them, chasmisu akol davidna. Could you please sign that you agree with everything that I'm doing? Amru lehin, okay, fine, we'll sign. Amar lehu, Malka bin Levi, I want to be king. So they already heard that he was He was anointed and appointed by Achia Shiloni. Amrulei, him, they said, fine. Kol da'amina l'chu abdisu, could you please sign that I'm going to do every, you're going to listen to everything I do? I say, Amrulei, him, fine. Afilu l'miflach l'avodas kochavim, even to serve avodah zara. Amrulei tzadik chas v'shalom. So the tzadik said, chas v'shalom. We're not going to sign that. Amrulei, Rasha l'tzadik. So the Russia, who's right next to the Tzadik, says to them, do you really think he's serious? Come on. You think your Rebbe is serious? He's just testing us to see if we're loyal to him. Sign it. Don't worry about it. If we're going to listen to his orders, if we're going to listen to his words. So sign it. Don't worry about it. And that's how he was able to get them all to sign, and then he was able to show that piece of paper that all the wise people signed his sheet. Also, even Achia Hashiloni, who was the Navi Emes at the time, was Toeh, made a mistake. The Chasam and signed. Pashtus, this means he signed the sheet that says he could even worship Avodah Zarah. The Avrama says he cannot. I cannot accept that. Cannot accept that Achia signed this sheet that it was even Avodah Zarah. So it must be that he signed the sheet that I'll listen to whatever you say. Stam. He didn't write a clause, obviously not including Averis. That was the problem. That was the toss. But you can't say that he signed Mamash Avodah Zarah. Daha, how do you know Achia Shiloni signed? Daha Yehu, Atidik Rabba, Ave Yehu, who was a later king, was a great tzaddik. Shenem, Abri Mashem al Yehu, Yanasher Ativos, Alasas Ayasha Beinai, Kachal Asher Belvavi, Asisa Labes Achav, Bnei Revim, Yeshua Lachakisa Yisrael. Because you did everything good in my eyes, and you got rid of what Achav did, you'll have fourth generations sitting on the Malchus. Viksiv, but then what happened? Yehu blew it. He lost it. The Yehu lo shamer l'aleches, but Torah Hashem alokei Yisrael. Bechol avavo lo sar me'alchatos Yeravam. He didn't fully go away from the sins of Yeravam, asher hechlius Yisrael. So the question is, by Garmalai, what caused him to go off the derech? He was doing fine, and then he lost it. So Amar Abaya, two reasons. Amar Abaya, Abaya says the first one, bris krusalus fatayim. There is a bris, a covenant based on the lips, meaning the power of words. If somebody says something, many times there is tremendous power. This is similar to the principle of Al Tiftach Pelasatan. Why Shenemar? Because when Yehu was trying to convince all Bnei Yisrael not to worship the Baal, and he was using a ruse to get them, so what did he say? Achav Avad Baal Ma'at. Hu Yavde Yehu Av Yavdenu Harbe. He was getting them. He says, you think Achav worshiped the Baal? You never see anything yet. You got to see Yehu worship the Baal. Everybody come here. And he gathered them all, and then he burned them down, and he killed all of them. But the fact that he said that, even as a trick, bris krusa l'sfatayim. That's why it negatively affected him in the future. Rava Amar Chosamu Shalachia Shiloni Ra'a V'ta'a. No, Rava says, what made him mistaken? He saw Achia's signature. He's like, oh, I guess I'm supposed to follow Yeravam. Period. Stop there for a minute. There's a very interesting and important Magalias Hayam that comes up here. Again, including, how is it, what's the svara that Yeravam used to get him away? To get him away from the Beis HaMikdash. How did Bnei Yisrael listen? There was a Beis HaMikdash. David, Shlomo, Rechavam. How they leave? How are they convinced? Says the Magalias Hayam. His achdus, he says, his achdus shnei hefachim tzadikaya rabba. Nisbonim lahakir es hatkufa hahi. Think about that time period. She'od lo nishrash be'uma his yachdus makom ha-migdash la'avodas Hashem v'isra abamas. Remember, throughout history, up until this point, there was a base of Migdash, but most of the time, there was a central avoda place, but many times in history, bamas were also muster. Right, you could have bamas during the Mishkan, during the certain times, the last parakim, the last parak, second to last parak in, I think it's the last parak in Maseches Zvachim, the Mishnayos discuss that here was the Heter bamas and Isra bamas, and the Heter bamas and Isra bamas. It kept going back and forth in terms of when you were allowed to bring karbanas outside the Beis HaMikdash. So even in the early days of Malchi Yehuda, the tzaddikim, what does it say throughout, say from Malachim? They didn't get rid of the bamas. That's what he repeats over and over again. Why? Because at that time period, even after Bayis Rishon was built, it wasn't so clear to Klal Yisrael. And they, even though David said it and Shlomo said it, they were able to be misled. Habamos lo saru, kasher eschal kamem shalom. How do you think the whole Yisrael started? Api anavi achi ashiloni. Noe, so that, what did Yeravam do? He used that opportunity. Noe, it's Yeravam v'darash kishuv hutra habamos. You know what? It means that I'm king. It means that Bama's a mutter. Come with me to Don. Come with me to Beit El. V'hamikdash asher b'Yerushalayim eino hamerkaz hayechidi l'shtei hamamlachos. V'ein chiyav alas l'regel Yerushalayim adafka. Elo shemutter l'hakim merkaz miyucha l'avodas Hashem gam b'malchus Yisrael. Hashem wants two kingdoms. You know what that means, said Yeravam? He wants two batei mikdash. What's so hard to understand, says Yeravam? If I'm also king, which everybody knew, everybody knew that Echia appointed him. So too, there's another central place. V'hari gam b'tkufa mu'ucheres harbe. B'mei b'yisheni. We know in the times of b'yisheni, the Mishnayos discuss that there was a place called Beit Chonio in Mitzrayim. Right? Mishnayos in Menachos and discuss this, that Asher Bachar Asher B'Yehuda, they thought, why, this is the Merkaz V'toshavei Eretz Yisrael, and this is the Merkaz V'toshavei Chutz La'aretz. You don't have to go to Yerushalayim. So even then, throughout Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, it was not clear to many in Klal Yisrael that there was an Isser of Bamos. And that's why Yeravam, in his time, he made up a drasha to tell Klal Yisrael, don't worry about it, this is what you have to do. We're going to learn, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Huge Talmud Chacham. See, he was able to convince them. They weren't kafuf to the Bezim Shalayim. They were kafuf in terms of setting the calendar. But that was how he was able to do it. It's a very important yisod. But that's how Yeravam was able to bring Klal Yisrael away from the Yerushalayim, because throughout history you see that. So surely when the Malchus split, it was an easy jump to say, not only is the Malchus splitting, but it means that you're allowed to come with me to away from the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Kedidus the pasuk, Ksiv, the Bach changes it. Ksiv takes out the dalad. V'shachta seitim he'emiku va'ani musar l'kulam. What do we darshan that pasuk to mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, heim he'emiku misheli. They went deep into mine. He'emiku misheli. They were machmir even more than me. What does that mean? Ani amarti kol shein ola beregel over ba'asei. If you're not ola beregel, you just lose out on the mitzvah asei. The hey mamru, and Yeravam said, kol shein ola beregel yitka becherev. If you are ola beregel, you're going to get killed. Yeravam tried to force them not to be ola beregel. Remember, he put up guards, pardesios, to make sure that they weren't ola beregel. One of the six things that happened on Tu B'Av. Gemara at the end of Tainus and in Baba Basra, one of the six things, but those things were removed, and Bnei Yisrael were able to go to Yerushalayim again. It was one of the six happy events that happened. Vayibo Esahiv, Yeravam Yatsam Yerushalayim, Vayimso, so now we're talking about when Yeravam was appointed. So, at that time, Yeravam went out of Yerushalayim. Vayimso, so, Achia Shiloni Anavi, Baderech, Vahu Miskasa B'Salma Chadasha, and Yeravam was wearing a new beged, Tanim Shem Rabbi Yossi, Ezhim, Ezumenes L'Puranus. It says, Bo Esahiv, that was a time that was mezuman to Puranus. Even though the Malchus was supposed to be split, but Yeravam made it worse. But Ace, Pekudasam Yovedu, Tanamishim Rabbi Yossi, Ace, Mezumenes LaPuranus. Whenever it says Ace, that was the Chorban. But Ace, Ratzon Anisicha, by an Ace, Ratzon Hashem will answer you, Tanamishim Rabbi Yossi, Ace, Mezumenes LaTova. Right? Sometimes Ace means an important time. Sometimes Latova, sometimes not. On the day that I punish you, I will punish your sin. Again, that's Puranus. That's by the Egel. When Yehuda went down, also, Yehuda lost his standing amongst the Shvatim. Why did Rechavim go to Shechem? Ki Shechem ba kol Yisrael laham lechoso. Right, he went to Shechem, Tani Mishim Rabbi Yossi, Maka Mizuman the Puranas. Rashi quotes this on Chumash. This was a place Mizuman the Puranas. Bishchem Inu as Dina, Bishchem Makra Achiv as Yosef, Bishchem Nechlaka Malchus Beis David. Chasa, so one of the Rebbes said, Chas v'shalom, Shechem is a Makam Kadosh. Shechem is the first city that Yaakov Avinu bought when he came back. But But whenever you have an extreme, it could be used for extreme Kedusha, it could be used for extreme, the opposite of Kedusha. And therefore, that's what it means, that it was used for extreme, the opposite of Kedusha. The Yeravam Yatza Yerushalayim, what does it mean he went out of Yerushalayim? Amar Bechirini Bar Papa, She Yatza Mipitka Shel Yerushalayim. He left the destiny. He left the destiny of Yerushalayim. Difficult. Rashi here, Rashi says he left his chelik in the Avoda. What does that mean? He wasn't a Kohen, he's from Sheva Yosef. What does it mean? He left the Avoda. It's Kasha. It's Kasha on Rashi. The Ben Yoyada said he left Yerushalayim. We know Yerushalayim is a composite of Yireh and Shalem. Right? Tosfos in Maseches Taina says that's why we spell Yerushalayim in Tanakh. We spell it without the second Yud. Because it's a combination of Yireh and Shalem. Right? Avram Avinu and Shem. So that's why he left, says the Ben Yoyada here, he left Yerushalayim and he left Shalem. He left Shalom. Left the two midas of Yerushalayim. He was wearing a new salma. Vishnehem levada basada. They were alone in the field. My basalma chadasha. What does that mean with the salma chadasha? Amar Rav Nachman, kis salma chadasha, like a new beged. Masalma chadasha ein bashim dofi, just like a beged. A new beged has no stain. Af torasos shel yiravim lohei bashim dofi. At that time, he was a great tzaddik. Davar acher salma chadasha shechidshu dvarim shelo shama ozen meolam. They were mechadish things, Torah, that no ear had ever heard before in their life. Amazing chedushim. Umay shneim levada basada. What does it mean? They were both alone. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav shekol tamidei chachamim domin lefneihem ki isve hasada. All tamidei chachamim to them were like grass. They were like big trees and they were like grass. No comparison. The ikad amre shekol tamidei torah megunulam kasada. Or others say all the secrets of the Torah were revealed to them like a field is revealed. Like a field is revealed. Like a midbar is open. Midbar is open. The Achronim, the Achroner, and the Ben Yoyada both ask, why does it say that there were mechadish things that no ear ever heard? Why doesn't it say that no mouth ever said? Wouldn't that have been more pashut? Obviously, if no mouth said it, no ear ever heard it. So what is the emphasis of no ear ever heard it? Says the Arich La Ner. So he quotes from Shmos Rabbah. Kol ma shechachamim asidim l'chadesh, hakol kiblu nafshosam ma sheshamu bahar Sinai. There's a medrash that says that every chiddush that any time a chacham ever makes in history, really his neshama heard that at Har Sinai. That's what gave him the koach to be mechadesh that chiddush. So here, simla chadasha means chidshu dvarim. They were bechadish even things that they didn't even hear at Sinai. Right, that's the chiddush. Even though usually we heard everything at Har Sinai, every chacham, but they were on such a level that even things that they did not hear at Har Sinai, they were able to be mechadish. Okay, totally, totally new. Good. Ben Yoyada gives another answer. Weiter. Let's continue. Second medium line. Lochein titni shluchim amoreshes gaz. You will give shluchim. You'll give parting gifts to the moreshes gaz. Batei achziv laachziv lamalchei Yisrael. So what does that pasuk mean? So we darshan it. Amar bechanina bar papa. Yatz abasko v'amar lahem. Abasko went out and said, Misha harak es aplishti v'horish eschem es gat. Hashem is screaming at Bnei Yisrael for following Yeravam. After all that he did, even though the Malchus was supposed to be split, but it didn't mean they should forget Malchus Yehuda. So, after Dovin HaMelech killed the Plishti and gave you Gath, Tidnu Shluchim Labanov, you're going to send his kids out and you're going to leave them? You're going to leave him? How terrible. Batei Achziv, La'achziv, L'malchi Yisrael, Batei Achziv, the 10 Shvatim, La'achziv L'malchi Yisrael, are going to cause Hachzava, going to cause sadness to the Malchi Yisrael. Amr Evchidin Bar Papa. So what is that? A period. Malchi Yisrael. Period. They're going to cause sadness to Malchi Yisrael. New statement. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, which is going to relate to Yeravam. Kol Ananim in Olam Hazeh below Bracha. Anybody who gets benefit from the world without a Bracha, who doesn't make a Bracha Zananin, Ki'ilu Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Knesses Yisrael. It's as if he's stealing from Hashem and the Jews. Shenemar Gozel Aviv V'Imo. He steals from his parents. V'Omer Ein Poshea. And he says, I'm not negligent. Chever hulish mashkes. That type of person is a friend of a destroyer. Vein aviv al kadosh baruch hu. And father here means Hashem shenemar halo avicha konecha. Vein imo al knesses Yisrael shenemar shma b'ni musar avicha v'altidus torah simecha. And that's what you see, you're stealing from Hashem, Kaviyachol, and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had discussed in the past the sugi of Birchas Hananin. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a matir? Many nafkaminas, but that's the sugi is the beginning of the sixth parak in brachas. But you're stealing from Hashem. What does it mean you're stealing from Hashem if you don't make a bracha? So there's a beautiful Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in Dvarim. Right? Where would Rabbeinu Bachai be? Where do you think he'd be? Vachalta v'savata v'rachta. Right? Where all the Rishonim talk about bracha. The Sefer HaChinuch has a 10-page Sefer HaChinuch on Birchas Hamazon. The Rabbeinu Bachai says here, Timsa, this is in Perek, what Perek is this? Perekhes. Perekhes, Pasuk Yud. V'lo Timsa b'chala Torah b'shum makom, sh'tzi b'akadosh baruch hu sh'nevarech l'shmo, ki im b'makom hazeh. This is the only place in the entire Torah where we are commanded to give a bracha to Hashem. What does that mean? So he explains that obviously a bracha is something for him. He is perfect. He doesn't get anything from a bracha. He doesn't lose anything if we don't make a bracha. What is gained is that we gained a recognition, and we reflect a recognition of Hashgachas Hashem. That's what a bracha is. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you are in charge of giving me this food. Baruch Atah Hashem. And therefore, if we don't make a bracha, we are stealing that recognition of Hashgacha in the world. That's what it means that we're stealing from Hashem. Because Kiddush Hashem and bringing more Shem Shemayim in the world is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyacha would want. And therefore, if we don't make a bracha, we are stealing. Gozal mimenu ha-hashgacha u-musar han-hagas ha-shvalim l'kochavim u-mazalos. As if we're saying that the stars are in charge. That's what the lack of a bracha is. That's what we do by a bracha. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha over the world. And therefore, if we don't make a bracha, we are stealing that recognition from the world. Fighter. What does the last phrase mean? That somebody doesn't make a bracha is a companion of a destroyer. That's why this is here. Yeravam caused Bnei Yisrael to go away from Hashem. V'hechtiim chata gedola, great sin. Amar Rebbe, chanin, kishtei maklos hamatiza zuazu. Like two sticks that hit each other. One stick hits the other stick, so the stick that goes flying says, what did I do? It was his fault. So to Yeravam, he caused Bnei Yisrael to go flying, but really it was his fault. Really it was his fault he caused. V'di Zahav, once we mentioned the Egel before, the Egel that Yeravam made, so the Gemara here just quotes a Chazal about the first Egel. Amar Debei Rabbi Yanai. Amar Moshe Levnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbonu Shel Olam. Bishel Kesef V'Zav Sheshpat Alem LeYisrael. Ad Sheyomru Dai, Gor Elohem Lasos Lehem Elohei Zav. It's your fault, Hashem. D Zahav, right, the pasuk at the beginning of Devarim. It's your fault. You gave them so much gold. That's why they made an egel. Moshe Rabbeinu says it's your fault. Mashal ain ari doris v'nohei mitokuba shel tevin. If a lion has straw, he's not going to go crazy and tear it apart. Elam mitokuba shel basar. You give somebody a lot, so that's what they become spoiled. That's the problem, Hashem. Amar Eboshia. We spoke about that in Brachas. Amar Eboshia. Ad Yeravam Hayo Yisrael Yon Kami Egel Echad. Up until Yeravam, Bnei Yisrael only had to deal with one Egel. Mikan Ve'elach Mishtayim V'Shlosha Agalam. They had to deal with more Egels. Right? It was terrible. Amar Eb Yitzchak. Ein Lecha Kol Puranus Upuranus Sheba La'olam. There is no tragedy that goes to the world. She'ein Ba Echad Me'esrim Ba'arba Behechra Litra Shal Egel Arishon. That doesn't have a little percentage, 1/24th, a little bit of a smacks of the punishment for the Egel. Every tragedy that happens in history goes back to the Chet, goes back to the Chet HaEgel. Shenemar, uvyom pakti uvakati aleim chatasam. On that day, right, like the pasuk quoted before. The Sharm Siyana Balacha quote that Gemara Baba Basra that we had that says, what averis are the most common? So it says, ruban be. Right, there's many in Arias and Ruban Begezel and Kulan Bavak Lashon Hara. So if the Egel is Arayos and Gezel and Lashon Hara. Egel. And therefore they're all connected to the Egel, they're also all connected to those three Averis. That's what the Sharm Sinai Balacha quotes. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Liachar Esam Barba Doros Nigve Pazak Zen. No, the Egel's not around anymore, the punishment. Right, after 24 generations it was totally fulfilled. Shedema Vayikra Ba'azne Kol Gadol Emar, Kirvu Pkuda Sa'ir, Ve'ish Klei Mashchaso Biyado. Right, and that's once the Pkuda Sa'ir has been completed, period. Right, and Rashi goes through 24 generations from the Egel all the way to Tzidkiyahu, who during his day, right, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Right, 24 generations, Rashi goes through them all. Three lines for the bottom. Famous story. Achar Adavar Azel, Oshav Yeravim Midarko Hara. After these things, Yeravim still did not do tshuva. My Achar. After what? Unbelievable story. Amar Rabbi Abba. Achar Shetosla Kodesh Baruch Hu Yeravim Bebigdo. He didn't do tshuva even after Hashem grabbed him by his lapel. V'yamar lo chazor b'cha, do tshuva, Yeravam. V'ani v'ata u'ben Yishai netai b'Gan Eden. And we'll go take it to you. Me, you, and Ben Yishai will walk in Gan Eden. What an amazing offer. Amar lo says, Yeravam, mi barosh. Who's walking first? Who's walking first? Ben Yishai barosh, Hashem answers, Yachi lo ba'ina. I'm not interested if Ben Yishai is going first. Right? Unbelievable. Gaiva. Unbelievable. The Margolius Hayam notes, why is he called Ben Yishai? Usually if you don't say somebody's name, it's a lack of covet. Why did Hashem call him Ben Yishai? No, Hashem is alluding to him that Yeravam, the only reason David might be above you is because of Schus Avos. You had Nevad as your father. He had Ben Yishai. So what are you getting so crazy for? That's what he was alluding to. The problem, though, that's asked by a number of the Mefarshim is that when Hashem first said it, he says, you and I and you and Ben Yishai. So he put Yeravam first in the offer. So why didn't he think that he was first? Why did he change it? So the Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, he says, that's what Kavod does to you. He heard it, but you know what? He wanted to hear it again. Say it again, who's first. Say it again, who's going before David HaMelech. Hashem says, forget it. Forget it. You have that attitude, Ben Yishai is going first. That's what Kavod does to a person. You just can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of Sichas Musar and Maimer Pei Beis in the new versions. The Aruch Laner has another pshat, beautiful, different pshat. Hashem is saying to him, Yeravam, you have the chance to be greater than David HaMelech. Why? The Gemara we know in Yuma that by Bali Tshuva, and we had it earlier here, that Bali Tshuva could stand even where great Tzadikim can't stand. When? Why is that true? So Aruch Laner explains, because we know Zdonos become mitzvos. The Gemara says in Yuma, if you do tshuva me'ahava, then your mazes become mitzvos. If you do tshuva me'ira, then they're just knocked into shogakes. So Hashem offers to Yeravam, you did so many averis, but you could be greater than David HaMelech. That's why you go first, if you would do tshuva me'ahava. So what does he say to him? He says, who's going first? He sees he's not on the level of tshuva me'ahava. Maybe he'll get tshuva me'ira, but then there'll still be shogakes. He won't be on the level of David HaMelech. That's why he said David HaMelech's going first. That's what the Aruch Laner says. Good. Rabbi Yavo, last line, because I have a whole Sichas Musar on that story. Rabbi Yavo, Havi Ragil, Havi Kadarish, Bishlosha Malachim. Rabbi Yavo was once on giving shear he always gave shear on the three kings that lost their Olam Haba. Chalish, one time he got sick. Kibal Alei Delo Darish. He accepted upon himself. Maybe I shouldn't darshan so much about these people. So he accepted, I'm not going to darshan about them anymore. Kivan de Isbech, once he got better, Hadaka Darish. He started darshaning again about them. Amri, they said to him, look, Kabilas Allah, the little darash bahu. Didn't you take upon yourself that you wouldn't darshan about them anymore? Amar, he says, in whom he hadru bahu, dana maheder? Did they do tshuva? They didn't change their actions. So I'm not changing my actions. Right, then I'm not better than them. Fine. Bei Rav Ashi, dana ahadabi? Right, then I'm going to go back. So therefore, I'm not changing my actions. Rav Ashi Uki B'Ashlosha Malachim. Rav Ashi was learning Masechet Sanhedrin, and he got up to the three kings. He was about to say it. So Amar L'Machar Niftach B'Chavrin. So that's where you get. That's where to give allusions to what tomorrow's shiur is about. Right here, Abaya said. Rav Ashi said, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to start talking about our friends, our Chavrin. Right, alluding to the three kings. So Asa Menashe, that night, Menashe came to him in a dream. Mischazile v'chalme, Omar, chavrech v'chavrei avuch karislan? You calling me a friend? I'm a friend of yours, Rav Ashi, excuse me. Mehecha boz l'mishri amotzi. Let me ask you a halachic shayla, you call me a friend. Where are you supposed to cut the challah from when you make amotzi? So, Amalei lo yadana. Rav Ashi says, I don't know. So Amalei Mehecha the boss Lamishri Hamotzi lo Gemiris v'Chavrech Karislan. You don't even know where to cut the Hamotzi from. Are you calling us friends? What kind of covet is that? Amalei Rav Ashi says Agmerili. Okay, teach it to me. Ulamacha Darishna Le Mishmach Bepirka. Tomorrow I'll say it in your name. Just tell me the answer. Right? He wasn't. He just wanted to know the halacha. Tell me the answer, and I'll darshan it in your name tomorrow. Amar lei mehecha dekarim bishula, in the place where it's most crusted over, where it's cooked the best. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Very unclear. Does this mean where it's burnt? Some people have the minhag of cutting off the burnt part at the edge of the challah. Does this mean underneath? You're supposed to cut it from underneath because that's where it's closer to the oven. Not 100% clear in the poskim what this means. Different minhagim where people cut their challah from. Karim bishula. But that was the halacha that he told him. Why did Dafka pick that halacha? Out of all the halachas that he could have asked him, Dafka picks the... You don't even know where to cut the challah from. A basic everyday thing. Amar lei me'achad dechachmisu kulei hai my time a kapal chisul over v'rskel chavim. Rav Ashi says, well, now that I have you, could I ask you a question? If you're such a smart guy, why do you do avodah zara? Menashe, why do you do avodah zara? So Amar lei say, he says, Rav Ashi, my friend, ihavis hasab, if you would have been there, havis nakitna b'shipole glima, you would have lifted up the bottom of your robe v'rahatz abasray and would have run after me. Meaning you would have been right on my tail. There was such a taiva for avodah zara. Don't think that you would have been free from it, right? We can't understand this, right? We know the Gemara says, we had it earlier in Sanhedrin, that they killed the Yesahara for Avodah Zara. They weakened the one for Arias. But that was later. That was during, it was before Rav Ashi. Right, it was during the times of the Tanaim, Ashikadesh Sagadola. So that's what he's saying, because you don't understand it. Lamachar Amar Lahul Rabbah. This is not to say that he had an excuse. Remember, he lost his Olam Haba. He's one of those people. So lamachar amar lahu. So the next day, when Rav Ashi gives shir, amar lahu the rabbanan niftach ravasa. Let's start talking about our teachers. Right? So he changed his mind from talking about friends to talking about teachers. Next, that was all about Yeravam. Let's get to the next one. Achav, ach lashamayim, av lavodas kochavim. Woe to heaven and a father to avodah zarah. Why a father? So the Mepharshim explained, because he brought a lot of Avodah Zarah into the world. He was like molded them. Ach l'shamayim devsev, ach l'tzara yivaleid, a brother to a tzara has been born, av avodas kochavim devsev karachim av abanim, like a father on his son, he had such a love for Avodah Zarah, vahi hanokel lechto, bechatas yiravim menavat. What does that mean? It was easy for him to go in the sins of Yeravam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kalos sha'asa achav, kechamura sha'asa Yeravam. The little things that Achav did was like the chamuras of Yeravam. Achav was so bad. Why throughout Malachim do we find, when kings are described about doing bad, they didn't remove all the sins that Yeravam did. Why not Achav if he was so much worse? He started it. If he started it, you go by the tchila. Gamiz b'choseyam kigalim al tal mesadai, the altars of the Avodah Zarah were all over the place. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein l'chol telam v'telam b'eretz Yisrael, shlohemid olav achav avodas kochavim v'shtach velo. There was not one furrow, one mountain in all of Israel that didn't have an Avodah Zarah on it. Not one. Says the Margolias Ashas, look at the achdos that at least he had. Every single mountain. He had achdus. That's what Chazal say. The Meshech Chachma talks about this in Bishalach. We mentioned it again in the Parshas here a few months ago. The Meshech Chachma says, why was Achav victorious in wars? Because even though they were over the Avodah Zarah, they had achdus. And when it comes to its Tzibur, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at. They had achdus. But you see, every mountain, says the Magalias Hashas, had an Avodah Zarah, because they all were of the same mindset. All the Avodah Zarah mindset, but they all did it together. How do you know that he didn't get Olam Haba? Dechsiv, v'hechrati la'achav mashtin bekir, v'atzur v'azuv b'Yisrael. I cut off from Achav every mashtin bekir, anybody who goes to the bathroom against the wall, v'atzur v'azuv b'Yisrael, that means any male, that's the Lashon in the Torah, in the Tanakh, v'atzur v'azuv b'Yisrael, and they were stopped and left from Israel. Atzur ba'olam hazeh, v'azuv la'olam haba. Fine. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, mebnei mazacha, amri l'malchus. Why was Amri zochet to Malchus? Amri was the father of Achav. Right? Why was he zochet to Malchus? Mipnei shehosef krach echad b'eretz Yisrael. He built up one city in Israel. Shenemar v'yiken es ha'har shamron me'eish shemer b'kikrayim kasef. He bought it. V'yiven es ha'har v'yiken Hashem o'ir asher bana al shem shemer adunei ha'har shimron. Right? He built up one city. Tiklum Margolias Hashas. He has a whole discussion here from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, a drasha that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld gave in, I don't know what year this was, where he quotes that, Yitzchak Zonnefeld was one of the early rabbanim, 1930s, and he quotes that you think that the people who are in this land now that are doing all this building, they are not religious at all and they're anti at all, but they have the schus of Amri. They have the schus of Amri, the building of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if you want this country to, and that's why he says, look what he says. The Efshar, this must have been said, I think, before 1948. Efshar, Shebizchus zu yagiyu ipam lefnei bias hamashiach lesrara ulamalchus be'eretz hakodesh. Because what does the Gemara say? Ari was zochet to malchus because he built up Eretz Yisrael. So says Rabbi Yosef Zonnefeld, you see all these people that are coming, building up Israel? You know what? It's not such a far-fetched idea to think that they're going to have Malchus. But then he continues and says, but you know what? We have to start building up Eretz Yisrael. Because if you want it to be based on Torah and Yirat Shemayim, then you got to get started. You got to start building. And he writes here that his son writes, I think Rav Shlomo Chaim Zalman Zonnefeld, he writes that after this big drasha, he got off the podium, wherever it was, and he starts taking rocks away from the street in order to start making the street. And all the people there started taking off away rocks to start being Masakel, the Avanim, to make way for a road. Because that's what he says. That's what he says. If Amri did it, he says, we got to do it as well. Amazing. Why was Achav Zocha for 22 years of Malchus? He gave a little covet to the Torah that was given with 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. He sent Malachim to Achav. Ben Hadad says to Achav, I want everything of yours. Give me everything. I am taking everything. Okay? Ben Hadad says to Achav, Vayomer l'malachei Ben Hadad. So Achav says, Imru l'adoni ha-melech, kol asher shalach l'alatecha barishon e'aseh, v'hadavar hazeh lo'ucha la'asos. I'll give you everything, but not this. What's this? Machmari Necha? What is this? My Machmari Necha? Lav Sefer Torah. Doesn't it mean that he wouldn't give away the Sefer Torah? Even though he had a Vodah Zarah also, but he wouldn't give away the Sefer Torah, and for that he got Schar. The Gemara says, B'dama Vodah Skochavim. What do you mean? Maybe his Machmari Necha was a Vodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Lo Salkadaitach. That can't be. Dechsev, Ayomri, Elov, Kol Azakenim, the Kol Ha'am. All the nation was there. You can't say everybody. Everybody was ready to give it away. The Zakenim told him maybe it was shameful Zakenim. Maybe it was Zakenim that believed in an Avodah Zarah. So Milok Siv Ayishar Hadavar Beinei Avshalom Ubeinei Kol Zikna Yisrael V'Yamar Rav Yosef Save Dav Hasa. So don't you have other Zakenim that were foolish, shameful Zakenim in history? So the Gemara says, no, Hasam lo ksiv v'chol ha'am. Hacha ksiv v'chol ha'am. Di asher de lo havi b'hu tzadike. You got to have some tzadikim in the name. It wasn't everybody. And therefore, it must be that here, it was talking about Sifrei Torah. V'ksiv hishati v'Yisrael shivas alafim, kol ha'berkayim asher lo karu l'bao, v'kol ha'pesha lo nashak lo. So there was some tzadikim left. So if it says, kol ha'am did it, it must be that it was referring to a Sefer Torah. Because the whole am wouldn't have been ready to give away the Sefer Torah. I'm Rav Nachman. Achav shakol haya. Achav really, he had certain mitzvahs, so it wasn't so clear. You want to say he was equal mitzvahs on averus? You can't say that. It means he had some zchuyos that were weighing that it wasn't 100% clear that he was supposed to totally meet a terrible, terrible death. Shneimar. We had this already. Vayomar Hashem, mi yifad es Achav v'yal v'yibal b'robas gilad. Who, Hashem says, who is going to seduce Achav to go out to war so he'll be killed? Vayomar zebeko v'zeomar beko. So you see the malachim were fighting. Yes, no, yes, no. So you see there was a dintar in Shemayim. Maskalar of Yosef. Man dekosa be'irak lo yiyah ka'achav asher ismakar lasoz arab b'nei Hashem. Asher isato so izevel ishto. Achav, who it says terrible things about. V'tanina b'chol yom ha'isa shokel ha'shikle zod l'avod esko chavim. V'yata omer shakol haya. He weighed out gold to avod azara every day. You're telling me it was shakol? So ela achav vachad b'mamono haya. No, the point was, he gave away a lot of money. U'mitoch shehehen ela tamadich hachavim min ha'chasav kipru lo mechsa. He got some kapar because he gave away a lot of money supporting tamadich hachavim, even though he didn't believe in them. That's why he gets a little schar. Vayetzi aruch ayamol of Hashem, a ruach. Right, we had this before. A ruach, a spirit went in front of Hashem and said, "I'll go." Vayomer ani afatenu. Vayomer Hashem elav bameh. Vayomer etzei vayisi ruach sheker b'fikon neviyav. I'm going to go put a false prophet prophecy in the mouth of all the Nevi'im. Vayomar tipateh, Hashem says, fine, go. Vagam tuchal, and you'll be able to do it. Save us, Akein. Leave and go. My ruach, which ruach was it? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, rucho shel Navos Israeli. Right, Navos who he had killed. Right, so that's who the ruach was. He wanted to get revenge. Might say, but what does it mean? Hashem says, go out. Amar Avina, tsei mimichitasi. You got to leave my closeness to me. Shekein ksiv, dover shkarim lo yikon l'negad enoi. Even though he had rights, but if somebody speaks sheker, you're putting false prophecy in the mouth of others, you can't be near me. Amra, papa, finally, haina darmi inshi, this is what people say, to parakine macher beise. Somebody who takes out his revenge, destroys his house. I mean, even though this was, you were doing the revenge, maybe he should have let somebody else do it. It shouldn't be revenge, it should just be a shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achav was the worst. He wrote on the doors of Shomron. Achav kafir b'elokei Yisrael. Lefichach ein lo chelak b'elokei Yisrael. He wrote that all. That was his bumper sticker. Very hard to say that he was shakal. It's a hard chazal to understand after all this that he did. And finally, vayevakish is achazyahu vayilkaduhu v'umischabi b'shimron, and he looked for achazyahu vayilkaduhu, and he was hiding in Shimron. Amar b'levi shayakoder azkaros v'kosav avodas kochavim tachtehen. He used to go through Torahs, scratching out Hashem's name and putting in avodah zarah's names instead. That is the legacy of Achav. We're up to Menashe, which Beis Hashem will start with tomorrow. I'm not going to call him a friend or a teacher. I'm just going to say we're going to talk about Menashe tomorrow. So we'll leave it alone. I don't have any bad dreams tonight. That's for sure.